Good morning, everyone. So a couple hundred years before Jesus, there was this Greek philosopher. His name was Diogenes, and everyone called Diogenes a cynic, which is the Greek word for dog. I want you to remember this the next time you're feeling cynical about something. It means to act like a dog, okay? Now, calling someone a dog in the ancient world was a grave, grave insult. But Diogenes did not mind. He liked his nickname. He liked it when people called him the cynic, when they called him the dog. And to be fair, it was an appropriate nickname. He lived on the street. He lived off of discarded onions. That's what he lived off of. By the way, I was a philosophy major, and I just want to make a little parenthetical note. Just because you're a philosophy major doesn't mean you will end up homeless like Diogenes the cynic. All right? You could end up a pastor. You could work as a barista at Starbucks. You have options. Anyway, so back to Diogenes. He was kind of a bum, but he was clever enough to outsmart Plato, and he was brave enough to stand up to Alexander the Great. But what made Diogenes most famous of all is that he would walk around Athens in the light of the day, carrying a lantern, walking through town. Some of you know this story already. And people would say, Diogenes, what in the world are you doing? And he would say, rather cynically, I'm looking for an honest man. I'm looking for an honest man. It's tempting to get cynical about finding the truth these days. According to The Economist, only 21% of Americans have confidence in the evening news. Walter Cronkite must be spinning in his grave. If you think that's bad, compare that to 9%, only 9% of Americans having any confidence in Congress. The United States has a problem with truth decay. We are losing confidence. We are losing trust. We are losing faith in our institutions. We are losing faith in one another, particularly if we're on the opposite side of the political aisle. We have gotten so cynical. We have gotten so dogmatic that we have abandoned all hope in finding an honest person. Jesus was not a cynic. Christ the Lord taught the redemptive power of the truth. Jesus would have conceded Diogenes' point, which is this, that it's hard to find an honest person in this world today. We're all compromised when it comes to the truth. But Jesus was the only person who has ever lived that could withstand the light of Diogenes' lantern, to stand before him as an honest man. And Jesus, in his truth, said, his truth will set you free. His truth will change who you are so that you look more and more like Jesus as you come into his light. Do not despair. Do not give in to cynicism. Jesus teaches us that people really change when they come into the truth. In today's scripture, Jesus announces his imminent departure. He's about to go, but he's going to leave behind a teacher for you and for me. That is the Holy Spirit, what he calls in today's scripture, the Spirit of Truth. I like that. Hear the good news that God is going to fill you up with his Spirit, that God is going to fill you up with his truth, so that you will discover the way, the truth, and the life that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hear the good news from John 16, verses 12 through 15. It goes like this. I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That's why I said, the Spirit will that you will receive from me, he will make known to you. God's Word. Okay, the first point today is that the truth is too much to bear. The great philosopher Socrates, he said, I am the wisest person alive, for I know one thing, and that is I know nothing. The great theologian Saint Augustine proclaimed, the truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself. And of course, the great modern thinker Jack Nicholson insisted, you can't handle the truth. Yeah. In today's scripture, Jesus explains that he has so much more to tell us, more than we can possibly bear. Jesus is not celebrating ignorance like Socrates. Jesus is not asserting the power of the truth like Augustine. And Jesus is not demeaning his disciples the way that Jack Nicholson's character does in A Few Good Men. Jesus is saying, the truth is greater than you could possibly understand. Now, the Gospel of John places a unique emphasis on the truth. If you open up the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you'll find the Greek word for truth, aletheia, 6 times in those 3 Gospels. The word aletheia, the word truth, shows up in the Gospel of John 25 times, 4 times as much as the rest of the Gospels. John was interested in the truth, and he remembers all of Jesus' best lines about the truth, and he shares them with us. Things like Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Like Jesus' prayer, sanctify them by the truth, because your word is truth, Jesus says to the Father. Jesus says, everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. The truth is a big deal in the Gospel of John. And the most climactic moment in the Gospel of John, when Jesus is before Pilate and he's talking about truth, about how he's the true Son of God, what does Pilate say to him? He says, rather cynically, in the tradition of Diogenes, what is truth? The truth has consequences. Ignoring the truth led directly to the death, the crucifixion, the torture of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. What is truth? I'll tell you what the truth is. The truth is Jesus. When you see the word truth, when you see aletheia in the Gospel of John, you got to understand, John is talking about Jesus. John uses aletheia, truth, as a nickname for Jesus. You see truth in the Gospel of John, just write in Jesus' name there, okay? And you'll get his point. John is saying, if you want to know the truth, you got to know Jesus. When Jesus told his disciples that they could not bear the whole truth, he was referring to the suffering, to his death on the cross that he was about to undergo, and their own suffering that was to come in the future. But Jesus was also talking about our general inability to grasp all that Jesus is, all that Jesus has to teach us. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how high your IQ was. It doesn't matter if you were a philosophy major in college. It doesn't matter how many golden cords they draped around your neck at graduation. All of us need some help in understanding the truth, the full truth of Jesus Christ. And this is our problem. The truth is too much to bear. It's like drinking from the fire hose. You can't get all of Jesus into you all on your own. which leads to our second point today. And that point is that we need to be guided into the truth. On Friday, I went to the moving up ceremony at Mount Baker Middle School. It's kind of like graduation for junior high kids. It was a really wonderful ceremony. The boys and girls walked down the center aisle to the familiar strains of pomp and circumstance, and the choir sang, and the orchestra played, and they gave speeches, rather good speeches. Someone read a poem. It was really nice. All their students came forward, and they're given a piece of paper, and it had their name on it and everything. It was great. It was wonderful. But it wasn't quite as somber as a high school graduation, a commencement ceremony. The junior high kids were just too squirrely. They couldn't sit still. They were stealing each other's seats so that people couldn't sit down. There was a teacher handing out Mountain Dew to the kids. I know. Last day of school, right? Congratulations, parents have a kid. There was a junior high kid who showed up for his moving up ceremony wearing a pith helmet. You know what that is? Pith helmet, like the explorers in Africa. He was wearing a pith helmet the whole ceremony. It was a great ceremony. I loved it. It was cute. It was fun. But it was a healthy reminder that 14-year-olds are not ready to leave school behind, right? Right? It's a moving up ceremony, not a graduation ceremony. They're just moving up from one set of teachers to another set of teachers. Now, in today's scripture, Jesus tells his disciples that they need to move up from one teacher to another teacher. They had Jesus, the best teacher anyone could imagine, right? He was a great teacher. He was the best teacher. But he says, no, you need a better teacher. You need the Spirit of truth who's going to teach you who I am and what I'm about. The Holy Spirit doesn't teach anything new. It's the exact same curriculum that Jesus was leading his disciples, which, by the way, means student, leading his students on all along. But now he's going to empower these students to become like Jesus. Again, there is no new revelation here. It's just the Spirit allows us to understand, to comprehend, to internalize who Jesus is into ourselves. That's what it is to be the Spirit of truth. Jesus is the truth. The Holy Spirit makes that truth come alive in you and me and anyone that confesses Jesus' name. In today's scripture, Jesus is saying, no one gets to graduate yet. You need the Spirit of truth. Now, Jesus once said about himself, "For I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken." He says the same thing about the Holy Spirit. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. There is a consistent message from Father to Son to Holy Spirit. Same message. But we need the Spirit to get that truth inside of us. And so Jesus says a little earlier, the Spirit of truth will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. The Holy Spirit keeps bringing us back to the words of Jesus, to the Word of God. And the Spirit gets it in our heart, gets it in our brain, gets it in our lives so that we reflect this truth that is Jesus our Lord. Now, Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. If Jesus is the way, then the Holy Spirit is our guide along the way. Jesus said he is the truth. If that's true, then the Holy Spirit is the greatest teacher of the truth. And Jesus says he is the life. And if Jesus is the life, the Holy Spirit is the lifeguard that blows that life back into your lungs and brings you back into the life that God always intended for you and me. If you ever want to test if something is actually coming from the Holy Spirit, I ask you to compare whatever it is someone says belongs to the Spirit, compare it to the words of the Bible. If it matches up, good chance it's from the Holy Spirit. If it ever contradicts anything in the Bible, it's not the Holy Spirit. It is some other spirit. Because the Father's message is in the Son and in the Spirit, and it's consistent. The Spirit just takes these words of life in the Bible, and it makes it come alive in you and me. Third point is that the truth will set you free. I recently took my family to go see the new Wonder Woman movie. Anyone see the Wonder Woman movie? Anyone know who Wonder Woman is? Raise your hand if you know who Wonder Woman is. Okay, she was created in 1940. Everyone's hand needs to go up. You know who Wonder Woman is. Come on. Wonder Woman, it's a great movie. She's a lot like all the other superheroes, right? She's super strong. She's super fast. And somewhere along the way, somewhere since the 1970s and the TV show, Wonder Woman has traded in her invisible jet, and she's learned to fly like Superman. She's super in all the conventional ways, except for one. She's got a superpower that no one else has. Wonder Woman, she's got the lasso of truth. And if she throws that around you, you are compelled to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's a good power for a superhero to have these days, huh? We could use a rope like that today. Amen? Now, William Moulton Marston created Wonder Woman. He also helped create the lie detector test. Did you know that? That's true. There are ways to beat the polygraph test, but there's no way to beat Wonder Woman's lasso of truth. Today, we're talking about the Spirit of Truth. And I want to make it clear, the Spirit of Truth is not a superpower, but the Spirit certainly is supernatural. The Spirit of Truth does not tie you up in knots like Wonder Woman's lasso of truth. It's exactly the opposite. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit in order to set us free. The Spirit liberates us from dishonesty and rebellion, and the Spirit sets us free and empowers us to be more like Jesus Christ. The truth is not a lasso that binds. The truth opens up the jail cell and sets you free, okay? That's the kind of truth we're talking about in today's scripture. In John 14, 16 through 17, Jesus says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." We're talking about the Holy Spirit here. He says in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And in John 10:10, Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." What does this truth look like? What does this freedom look like? The Apostle Paul talks a lot about freedom in Galatians 5. He says, you were given this to be free, right? What does that freedom look like? It looks like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's what it looks like. Jesus came to set you free. He left behind his Spirit to set you free. Not to act any way you want, but to act like Jesus. You are given the freedom to have the fruit of the Spirit come alive in you. You are given the freedom to be that honest man, that honest woman, that Diogenes the cynic was looking for long ago. Having the Holy Spirit does not transform you into some kind of superhero. And as Paul reminds us in his letters, it doesn't even make you super spiritual, meaning more spiritual than other people. No, no, no. The Spirit of truth is just always bringing you one step closer to Jesus Christ. That's what the Spirit does. It brings you into the truth that is Jesus our Lord. It doesn't make you better than anyone else. It's just giving you the freedom to being more than you would be all on your own. I've heard it said that the Holy Spirit is the shy member of the Holy Trinity, continually directing our attention to Jesus, who is the truth. Now, I know some of you are feeling really cynical about the truth these days. And Diogenes really was right. Even in the light of day, it is hard to find an honest person. If you are looking for an honest man, let me point you to Jesus Christ, the light of the world. The truth of Jesus can make even the greatest cynics drop their lanterns and step into the genuine light. But let me also point you to the Holy Spirit that Jesus left behind to teach you, to guide you, to breathe life into you. This Spirit of truth slowly and surely transforms you into the image of Jesus Christ. Yes, the truth is too much for any of us to bear on our own. That's why Jesus gave us the Spirit to guide us into the truth. Put your trust in the gospel message and the power of the Holy Spirit through the truth of Jesus Christ will set you free. Amen.